Blog Talk Radio.
In a sight frolics on the worldwide. In a sight. Welcome, everybody, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion on the In a Sight Funnies Friday night. Let's see. I don't know where the engineer is, but we're going to hopefully get our callers in here. You never know. We got Jimmy Dinigan coming up. Tell you about the time when we had to go down to the basement to the Junior Achievement. Yeah, Junior Achievement. Remember that stupid stuff in school? All right. So Jimmy wanted to go down there, and we'll tell you about that. Probably going to do some Lauren Hardy. We got the philosopher coming up, the disabled friendly philosopher. I don't know where our engineer is, but neither here nor there nor anywhere. And everywhere you go, you never know what's going to be next. The stock market is broken. My girlfriend left me. I got no money. I'm broke and down and out. It's better than being out and down. So what do you do, folks? Hit that music again. Keep that music going in the background if you're there, if you can hear me. Yeah, so they say these are hard times. Well, try it when you're in a wheelchair and you can't get in no place. We always got hard times for people that are disabled. That's right. Oh, they all want to run for office now. They said on the news that Trump is still the most popular Republican. Sure. Got all the money. Probably paid a lot of people to say that.
Yeah.
Hit that music.
Okay.
Give me that back.
Okay.
So he said he's going to run again for president.
Uh-oh.
Well, maybe he'll run so far he'll never come back. You never know. But you ever notice how people will run for president in this country? The only thing you really need is a lot of money and be stupid. That's the only thing you need. Well, I'll never make it. I got no money and I'm not stupid. In a sight. On the frolics around the world. And yeah, we got Louis should be coming up later with some crazy stuff. Let's see.
Well,
what else we got?
I almost didn't make it, but I saw the screen, and I saw you come on, and I said, well, he wanted the philosopher, so I hit it.
Well, you're supposed to come on at 5:02.
Well, guess what happened?
Late.
Yes, I was.
All right.
But there was a problem with both one of our frequent flyers and I were disconnected. I don't know how or why, but we were just dropped off by Blob. Bloop.
Well, there's always something on this crazy line, anyway.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
So, that's what happened.
In a sight, what's the... I got a question for anybody out there, if you want to call in. 213-816-1650. What's the funniest movie you ever saw? You know, and tell why, you know, why the movie was so funny. You know? I remember, I don't know if it was the funniest movie I ever saw, but it was really funny. Movie with Steve Martin.
Oh, yeah.
Called The Jerk.
Yeah, that's the one.
That movie was funny, man.
Yeah, it was funny.
Especially when he attached the church the car to a church, see? and the car was pulling the church.
Oh, my God.
And he was on the phone, and he was trying to sell something or whatever it was. And the guy says, well, how am I going to recognize you? He says, oh, don't worry. You'll be able to find me. I'm pulling a small church, he goes.
And get
the guy goes, what? Pulling a church?
Yeah.
Just look for a church with a steeple being pulled by a van. You'll find me.
There you go. Oh, goodness.
It was so stupid and funny. Then he had this dog, see?
Yeah.
And he lived in this complex, and the dog would bark a lot, you know.
Oh.
He came out, and the dog was barking, running all around, getting all excited. And he goes, what is it, boy? What is it? Is it a fire? What is it? Are we in danger? You know? And the dog kept barking and barking. And he's going around to all the houses yelling, fire, 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 hurry up, get out, fire, fire, fire. And everybody comes out into the street with their underwear and all that. Pajamas. And they're all saying, well, where's the fire, sir? Fire, yes, it's there. It's there. It's a fire. And this one guy says,
fire.
Mister, that dog, why don't you name that dog Stupid? He says, okay, that's a good name. Come on, Stupid, let's go. It was so funny.
It
was supposed to be a jerk. A jerk, and there's no fire. And one woman was yelling, that had to be one of the funniest movies
that you saw.
You know, with
well,
Steve Martin.
I would say that was. I could see the dog in my mind's eye. That the dog was running around about.
What's the funniest movie you ever saw?
Trained.
Got one?
Yeah. What, about a service dog?
No, a movie, a funny movie.
Yeah, I know. I didn't see that one yet.
No. What? Have you ever seen a funny movie?
Yes, I have.
Well, which one?
I like when Miracle on 34th Street recently. I have seen it, and the episode where he's showing the leg lamp, that was funny. And
that's
I can't
Christmas
remember the
movie.
Exact lines, but he was showing the leg lamp and saying, you know, what a sexy something leg lamp, or something to that effect. And then he said, that's electronic sex, that I liked. It was funny.
Wait a minute, you're jumping from one to the other. The first you... talking about the Miracle on 34th Street. Now you're talking
Street?
About the Christmas Story now.
Yeah, I know. Both were
they're good. Both they're both funny movies.
Yeah, I know. They both were very funny.
All right. Inner Sight. By the way, anybody got a funny movie, call in 213-816-1650. Another funny movie was with Cary Grant and Katie Hepburn, Bringing Up Baby.
Yeah, that was funny too.
That was a funny movie with
the
leopard, you know.
Yeah.
And
that's for sure.
There was this one scene where she's trying to give I forget Cary Grant's the character's name, but he's a professor in the movie, and she's trying to give him the leopard. See, and the leopard's going back and forth from the car to her, and she's saying, it's not my leopard, it's your leopard. You can have it. Now, wait a minute. Her name is Susan in the movie. Now, wait a minute, Susan. I can't take that leopard home. It's too big. You know. It was so funny. The leopard's name was Baby. Some baby. Must have been about 300 pounds.
Right, exactly. I wish I could share, you know, I wish I could share, status on my movie account, you know, with somebody, you know, and then, have, you know, the account so then we could share movie rights and
a
stuff
movie
like
account?
That.
What the hell is that?
No. I meant to say we could share a movie account or something like that and then watch, you know, TV at night and stuff like that. It's nice to watch the movies and at least share something and then go to bed, you know. It'd be nice.
Well, they got movies on the internet, too.
Yeah, I like that, too.
All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue, 609-388-7004, Big East, adopting Akita, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, and we thank her for all. Inner Sight, thank the Big East, Akita Rescue, Big East, Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. I want the email. There it is.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Mr. Kennedy, you want to buy a house, sell a house, get some good info?
Mm-hmm.
Get Mr. Kennedy on the line.
631-888-1186. Yep.
All right. And tell him you heard about it right here on the Inner Sight National Network. International Network.
Yeah,
don't want to leave any of those
sponsors out.
People out over there.
Oh,
International
yeah,
Network, Inner Sight.
Yep.
All right. I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp. I got to thank Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization.
Yeah.
631-880-7929. What?
Can't leave any of them out.
Yeah. And, you know, that's a place where you can get information on the disabled, advocacy, any kind of meetings going on. Or
yeah.
Who killed who, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think they'll know that, but
yeah.
You never know what you never know what they know.
That's
over
true.
There. Or what they don't know.
That's true, too.
Who was the guy who said, what you don't know can't hurt you?
That's true, too.
Who said that?
What
you
don't
say
know
that.
Won't hurt you? My
yeah,
doctor.
Yeah, what you don't know can't hurt you.
That's right.
One
of my doctors said that.
Yeah, well, that's
actually,
what people say, you know.
Yeah, what you don't know won't hurt you.
I wonder who coined that phrase.
That's interesting to know.
Interesting. All these phrases that people say, you know, and you don't know who. I think they have a book.
About that?
A book
maybe.
Of phrases.
Yeah.
And they tell you, sometimes they tell you who wrote it or who it came from.
Yeah, I'll look.
What I don't know can't hurt me.
Well, also, what about what you do know? You know, too.
Oh, what you do know, that's different.
Yeah, but what you know and what you don't know won't hurt you, too.
I wrote a country song one time, What I Don't Know Can't Hurt Me.
That's right.
Funny. It was a funny song. Anyway, Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number 631-224 3090. You want to, you need the inner sight number. All right, dog food, cat food, medical for the animals. Nobody's starved on Long Island. 631-484-3085. Talk to Gary about it.
Yeah.
Get you the food.
I used to dance, so it used to be fun.
All right. Suffolk Bus Corp, we thank them and all of
yeah.
our friends. I want to thank Olga Murray, Town of Islip, for, not the town, but Olga personally.
Yes.
For pledging a donation to Inner Sight. Keep the show alive. Keep it going.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, anybody out there with a funny movie, 213-816-1650 if you want to call in. Tell us what movie it was and why you, you know, try to remember a funny
like it,
scene.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Inner
cool.
Sight. Give me some Honeymooner music.
Honeymooner. Okay. Let me sing for you.
Why did Bing Crosby sing like that?
I asked
the doctor one time. I said,
"Why?"
The Crosby's doctor, you know, doctor,
yeah.
Dr. Shalom Aleichem, Jewish.
Really?
Guy, yeah.
Goodbye.
Yeah, Shalom. I said, Doc, why does Crosby have to go boom, 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 boom when he sings?
What did he say?
He said, "Well, I hate to tell you this, Frankie,
yeah.
but he's always constipated." I bet people didn't know that Bing Crosby was constipated.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why he talked. He
yeah.
was so irritable
he
all the time and mean.
Yeah. That's probably right.
And if you don't believe it, that he was mean, just look at that
yeah.
movie where he played a priest.
Oh, no.
All the
oh,
Catholics
goodness.
Are going to hate me now. Who cares?
Oh, no.
All right, Inner Sight. Boom, 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 boom. Will you cut that out?
There you go.
So listen, if you walk down the street, see,
yes.
or you're any place, and you hear somebody trying to, they go, boom, 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 you know why now. Dr. Shalom Aleichem told you. They're constipated.
I can't find her. I'm going to be trying to find this because I'm having
Woo!
Trouble. Oh,
you're going to what?
Terrible. I can't open the studio. Where's it going?
Oh, give me the Honeymooner music.
That's what I'm trying to.
Yeah.
All right, here, let's do it.
You had
the right
philosopher.
Way. Yeah, I know. Just 2 seconds
what
ago.
What happened to the Honeymooner?
I don't know. Okay, here we go.
Boo, 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 boo.
I am not home. Okay.
All right, so stop mumbling and try to hit it.
Yeah, well.
Square on the head or whatever you got to do.
Okay.
Inner Sight. Frolic.
Hold
Jimmy Dagan coming up.
Out.
Louie will be here.
Okay.
All right. I heard a click, and that was it. Where'd you go with the click? Is this the click show, or is this the Inner Sight show? All right. I don't know what's going on, but one of these days, we got to get an engineer. Yeah. Somebody who knows what they're doing. Anybody out there want to volunteer to be an engineer on Inner Sight? We'd be happy to audition you. Yeah. To see what you can do. can't be any worse than this. I'm against it. From the very first moment I commenced it, I'm against it. Who sang that song? That was from a funny movie about, I'll give you a hint, it's about football. I put up a fenced it, I'm against it. He played a college professor in that movie. The only thing is, he didn't profess anything. Groucho Marx. All right, I forget the name of that movie. It was about something about football. I don't know. Anyway, Inner Sight, I don't know what happened to our engineer or whatever you call her. What are we going to call her? We got to come up with a new name. The Failure of Degradation. There's abomination, abomination of absolute saturation. That's what it is. The horrible failure of the catonic brain that goes down to the oblongata ossobata. Yeah. What's that? I don't know. Yeah. Who was it that old show? Andy Griffith. When the guy said he tried to get out of work, you know, and he says, I can't walk. I got a pain in my oblongata. And Don Knotts says, oblongata? The oblongata ain't even in the leg, it's in the brain. All right, Inner Sight, we hear a lot of static on this line, so I don't know where our engineer went. Sounds like she disappeared into oblivion. And I don't mean out of space either. Anyway, Ralph comes home today was the most miserable day of my life. And Alice said, what happened, Ralph? Never mind. Got any of those headache powders? I got a bad headache. To think that they would do this to me. The Gotham Bus Company, where I've been working for over 16 years, had the nerve to tell me that I'm too fat to drive a bus.
Oh, Ralph, what are you going to do?
What am I going to do? I heard about a law, see? They can't discriminate against a person who's too fat, even though they are fat. I'm going to get a lawyer. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to sue the bus company.
Ralph, no. You'll lose your job.
They told me I'm too fat to drive the bus. Hey there, Ralphie boy, there. Will you stop being so loud? Can't you see that I'm trying to take this headache medicine? I got a bad headache. What happened, Ralph? What happened? The bus company is discriminating against me. Oh, discrimination, huh? What'd they say, Ralph? What'd they say? They said I'm too fat to get behind the wheel of the bus. That the bus is bending. Wait a minute. The bus is bending. Wait a minute. Is that why the the manholes on Madison Avenue have to be repaired. Will you shut up? Manholes on Madison Avenue. Talking about that, I'm talking about the bus company saying that I'm too fat to drive the bus. Well, maybe you ought to lose a little of that weight there, you know, disintegrate. Will you? Arr! How am I going to lose weight? I'll starve to death. Ah, no. They got these, you got these drinks now, see? And you drink it one in the morning, one in the afternoon, one at night. And you lose weight. Drink. Yeah. It was a friend of mine in the sewer, see? Big guy. Giant. He couldn't get down the... couldn't fit through the manhole. So they had to bring him... They had to bring out the crew and dig a hole, let him in. And they told him, you can't keep coming through the street like that. It's dangerous. So they told him he's too big to have the job in the sewer. Well, what did he do? Oh, he went to the drugstore and he got some of this stuff and he drinks it 2-3 times a day and blah 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 boo. I don't know about that, no. I gotta eat solid food or I'll wither away.
Hello.
Are you there?
Hello.
Hello? Are you dead or alive?
Hello. One second, I can't hear you.
What? I can't hear you.
Hold on, hold on.
November.
In pain.
India.
Oh, hold on.
Put the honeymoon music on.
November. In. Bravo.
All right, in a sight.
Uniform. Tango.
What I need, Norton, is a good lawyer. Well, I'd send you to Sam Wickham, but he got evicted last month.
Victor.
Arr. What good is that? Ah-ha. Wait a minute. You're a good height. What are you, about 6 feet? 6 feet. That's it. 165 pounds all my life.
Bravo.
Wait a minute.
Bravo.
You put on a suit.
Bravo.
You look just like a lawyer. Ah, oh, no, you know, Ralph. I know what you're thinking there. The brain is turning, working there, but it's not going to work. Why not? Because a lawyer has to go to school. You got to know all the numbers of the laws there, and the ins and outs, and everything else. Well, they don't know that. Come on, we're going down to the bus company. Put your suit on. I'm going to scare the hell out of them. Oh, Mr. Crandon. What are you doing here? Lawyer. Lawyer? Oh. Mr. Norton. Esquire. Esquire. Will you cut that out? Well,
Bravo.
What do you want? Well, I understand that you have discriminated against my client here to the tune where he can't drive the bus because you said he's too fat.
Tango.
That's right, he is too fat. Can't you see that for yourself? Well, I do admit that the room got a little crowded, but I... will you... Stop that.
You.
Now, listen, you can't do that to my client here. It's a very serious problem. And beside that, they told me in law school how to sue. Sue, huh? Well, how are you going to win the suit when he walks in the court? Look at him. Hanging over the bus like an old syringe. I'm going to kill him. I'm going to kill him. Take it easy, Bob. That's an insult. Now, you either take that back or we're going down to the courtroom right now. Well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that, but he's got to lose some weight. I don't think he needs a lawyer. I think he needs a weight doctor. Wait. Yeah, Ralph. You know, I read one time in a magazine that being overweight is not so healthy anyway. So why don't we go down to the gym and let's see, do a little workout. Limber up. Limber up your body. Go ahead. Move around. A little footwork. Throw a couple of punches. That's it. Cover up your face. Cover up your face, Ralph. Cover up your face. Boom. What you tell me to cover up my face for and then hit me in the stomach? That'll teach you never to trust anybody in the gym. Get out! Too fat to drive the bus. Engineer, are you there? Can we get a phone call? Hello? Ugh. Anyway, apologize, folks, for all this disruptive stuff. And you know, you see, this is what happens a lot of times when people keep running to stupid doctors, you know, and they get worse going to these doctors. And that's even worse, makes it worse when you don't learn from it. You keep going back to these doctors. I wonder how many people go to doctors and then the next day they're worse than they were in the yesterday. You know, because the doctor did something to them or they gave them some more of that medicine, what do they call that, minoxidil or whatever it is. Oh, that stuff is horrible. Yeah. Gee, I wonder if they found that 90-year-old guy. I heard it this morning on the 511. Some 90-year-old guy short guy, about 5'4", 185 pounds. Heavy, you know. I don't know if he walked out of a nursing home or his own home or what. They didn't say, but they were announcing it. I wonder if they found him. Anyway, the phones are not open. We apologize for that. We got Jimmy Dinikin coming up, and we got we won't be able to get Louie on here without the phone. Louis, if you hear the show, call the regular Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090, and leave me your number. I'll call you. If you understand, I can't find your number. So call the Inner Sight number and tell me your number, and I'll get it. And I'll call you on the air.
Ow.
Best I can do. All right, Inner Sight. Let's see. We're on television, Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. 1997 over there, yeah. 834, New York. Channel
Hello.
3 on the Spirit Channel, Wednesday night at 11. And on Long Island. on the Altice 7:30 Thursday night, channel 20.
Uh-oh.
Engineer, are you there?
Yes, I am.
What happened to you? Would you die and come back from the dead or what?
No, I kept being thrown out.
Huh?
I kept being thrown off.
Well, can you give me some music?
Yes, I can.
Well, let's hear it. Where is it? Lauren Hardy.
Lauren Hardy, all right. Let me get there. Okay. It's craziness. I don't like this blog sometimes.
Lauren Hardy on Inner Sight Live. Then we'll go
I'm getting to it. Just
see if we can get Louie on the line.
Yeah, that would be good. I hate the fact that it keeps throwing me out. I don't know if any of our customers have gotten thrown out. I know that Anthony
I'd throw
got
you
thrown out
too.
With me. Anthony got thrown out with me. I happened to see him go when I was going. I don't know if he was part of, you know, he wanted to drop out and do something. I don't know. But I know I got thrown out. All right, so, you said Laurel and Hardy, correct?
Oh, you got thrown out. You're back in now. Can you give me the Laurel and Hardy?
Ah, okay. Coming.
And you probably never will. That's what my first wife said. Did she ever? No, she never. Well, what'd you do about it? I never did anything about it. You mean you never and she never? Well, let me ask you something, Ollie. What? If you never and she never... Wait, how was your son born? I never knew. You never knew? I don't believe it. Anyway, where are we going? Oh, you know why we're all dressed up, Stanley, don't you? We're going to a high society party. A high what? High society. You know, with all the mucky mucks and the tut tuts and the tallawackies or whatever you call them. Tallahoo? Tallawacky. What's that mean? That's a fancy word for highball. Highball? Gee, I knew a fella, his name was too high, too hang low, a Chinese fella. Will you stop that? Woo! Sorry, folks. It's supposed to be a family show. Anyway. Woo! Well, how much does it cost to get in this high society party? Don't worry. I've got a connection. Oh. Well, what are you connected to? You mean you're plugged into the wall? Will you cut that out? Plugged into the wall. Now, just mind your manners and let me do the talking. But every time you do the talking, I get in trouble. The last time, the judge almost got me executed. Well, you're still here, aren't you? Yeah, no thanks to you, because the courtroom got overrun by cats and they didn't know what to do, so they let me go.
now will you cut that out?
Yes, may I help you?
Oh, we have a private invitation.
Oh? Where is it?
Stanley, if you will. Well, I will, but I won't, because I can't, because I don't. Will you give me that? Where's the invitation? Well, I thought you had it. No, I thought you had it. Well, I haven't got it. Well, what'd you do with it? Well, I gave it to you. You gave it to me. I don't have it. You didn't. What did I do with it? Well, you put it right there in your coat pocket. Why don't you look through your pants? Well, wait a minute. I think you wore the wrong pants. What's going on here, you stupid idiot? What's this got to do with pants and all that? This is a high society party. You can't come in here without an invitation. Now you see, now you got in trouble. I told you. I told you you were going to get me in trouble. That judge is probably still scratching from being allergic to the cat. What am I going to do? Never mind. Let's try the back door. The back door? We can't come along, Stanley. Why don't you help me?
Yes? Who's there?
Oliver.
Oliver.
And Stanley.
And Stanley? You mean Oliver and Stanley from the law firm?
Yes, that's us. Sir Oliver and Sir Stanley.
Oh, how lovely. Come right in.
Thank you, madam. And to whom do I have the pleasure of not knowing? I mean knowing. Oh, you almost ruined it.
Nah. Oh, I'm Madam Fifi.
Madam Fifi?
Yes, the elector of the English College of Degradation down through the aisles of formation. I was adorned by the Queen of Acalacia.
Acca who? Wait, she was adorned by the Queen of Acalacia. Where's that?
Down yonder, way down beyond, is where I come from. Oh, and I go back every month to the degradation of Acalacia to be re-suspended of the motivation of God the Lasada. Would you like to come with me? I'll put my hands on your neck.
Oh, no, please don't put your hands on his neck. please let go of my neck. Why don't you help me? stop that. Madam Fifi, get hold of yourself. You better take her back to the institution. Take her back to the asylum. Yes, sir. Immediately.
Woo!
It's a high society party. All right, in a sight. We got Louie on the line.
Let me look.
Where's Louie? Give him in there. 8:44, in a sight. New York.
Louie. Let's see where Louie is.
See if you can find Louie out there.
There's Louie. He's on there.
Make yourself useful. What was the expression when I was a kid? We got mad at another kid. We said, go play in traffic.
Here he is.
That's what
yes,
you should
Louis.
Do.
I know.
Get in your wheelchair and go out and play with traffic.
Here's Louis.
Hello.
Hey, Louis.
Louis.
Hey, what happened to Suzanne? What happened to Suzanne's engineer?
Oh, wait. Hold on.
Engineer.
Oh, sorry, Lou. Sorry, Lou. My fault.
Yeah, Frank Perino and I thought you fall asleep on the switch.
Yeah, I'm still not feeling
well,
honestly.
She falls asleep without the switch.
I'll wake you. Want me to wake you up, Suzanne, and make you feel better?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, wake her up. Wake her up. Go ahead. Louie's going to wake up Suzanne. Go ahead.
Okay, Lou. Sorry.
Wake up, Suzanne. Wake up.
Okay.
There you go.
Wake up.
Wake up.
Little Suzanne.
Wake up.
Where's Suzanne? Falls asleep. Sun with the blackboard. We didn't weep. And the show to start. It's 5:30 in the morning. We're in trouble. Wake up, little Suzanne. Wake up, little Suzanne.
Thank you.
I told Frank Perino, you're being on at 8
we
o'clock.
We gotta go home. What am I going to tell your mama? What am I going to tell
gonna
your
tell
pop?
Your pop? Where am I going to
tell
your baby?
When they
you
go.
Say, ooh la la, wake up little Susie.
Nice
wake
gotta
up
get
little
love
Susie. We got to go home.
There you go. What am I going to tell my pop? That I was dancing
all
and
right.
singing all night long.
In a sight.
My
and,
dad and mom were okay with that, believe it or not.
All right. Louis Rivera. Yeah. And
Louis,
that was a great piece you just did. Very appropriate.
What I did.
The song.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Wake up, Susanna, on the switch. She's got to wake up. And 8 o'clock, you got to be on at 8 on Block Talk Radio. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, wait, what happened to this? Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry, Louis.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right, in a sight. And,
hey,
Louis.
Gentlemen. Yeah, talk to Rosanna.
All right.
Okay, there it is.
I got a great idea, Louis.
Okay, I'm listening to Rosanna Dana, talk to me, Frank Perino.
Yeah.
I'm not even Rosanna Dana. Okay,
why don't
you're
we
on
have
here.
Like a, we can have a comedy wedding on the air with you and, what's the name, Buffy.
Right.
You're getting married, see, we'll have the music, you know, and everything.
That'd be good.
And we'll have to do the vows and all that, and Buffy will say, no, I'm not going to marry him.
That'd be fun.
That would be funny if we did that.
And listen to this, in my dreams. Hey, Buffy Gustavo, you take Louis Rivera to be a loving wah-wah-wah, hubba-hubba-hubba. I do. And Louis Rivera, you take Buffy Casalva to your already living lover one. Yep. And then off you Buffy Casalva and Louis Rivera. But now kiss Louis.
Aw. That's cute.
I now pronounce you man and dog. I mean man and wife.
I like that.
Man
I like
dog.
That. Man and dog. Okay. It sounds good.
reminds
and
me
big
of the time when
lip kiss.
Yeah, it reminds me of the time when Jimmy Dinigan brought a dog to school and he's telling everybody, "My CI dog." A little
cute.
Dog running around, pissing the floor and everything. Miss Mars, yeah. Jimmy, get that dog out of here.
Hey, get that dog out of here, it's right, girl.
It's my new CI dog. See, Nuggie, so smart. I taught him how to sing. One of the hair pounds in the real.
You're hearing okay, buddy. Keep on going, buddy.
Woo! He saved my life. He stopped me from jumping out the window, Miss Mom.
Yeah, he's jumping up okay. Something like that. Yes, sir. I better watch out for your dog, Cerebell, looking out for the lump drops. I'm going to give my dog some Alpo dog food and give it to Coracopia to send in one can and give some to your dog, Cerebell. He'll give me four.
Boy, you have to give Buffy the love drops at the wedding, see? You know, feed her the love drop.
There you go.
You know how the guy feeds the girl the cake at the wedding and vice versa? We do it with the love drop.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello, Cerebell. This is Louis Rivera. You're laying down on the floor?
Hey, Louis, what would be a good song for the wedding with you and Buffy? We need a good song, you know.
Pick a song you want to hear.
Good song. How about I got one? Misty.
I don't know the lyrics.
Look at me. You're
look
as ugly
at me.
As a peach off a tree.
Hey, that's it, I'm on the kitten of a tree. And really clinging to a clown. I don't understand. I told Missy I'm so much in love. Yeah, Jerry, not get up, Daddy Rogers. My name is Jerry Lewis. I'm talking to her in the bathroom with the swab. Talking to Pat Cooper. And she made me crazy. I went to the right bathroom. I tied her ankle and tickled a feather with a swab and make it go.
Oh, you could tickle Buffy with the feather.
Yeah.
That would be funny if we did that, though.
I forgot to tell Buffy to call this blog talk rap. I forgot all about it.
All right, so you tell her next week.
Yeah, no. Okay.
And then we'll do.
Hey, listen.
We'll
I want you all to have a good weekend.
Yeah.
Make sure you turn next Friday to 8 to 9 o'clock on the Blog Talk Radio with the Fox. We were talking to Jerry Lawrence and Rosanna Dana. I'm gonna have a lot of fun with the ladies on Connie and Chrissy tomorrow at 11 to midnight tomorrow.
All right. In a sight. Thank
hey,
you,
Suzanne,
Louis,
I
for
love
calling
you.
In, man.
Yeah, thank you, Lou.
Hiya, Chrissy, you're the best. I watch your show on a Saturday night. I'll be where tomorrow?
Okay,
in the bathtub? Wait a
in
minute.
In the bathtub, Louis.
Not the bathtub, bathroom.
Yeah.
Oh, the bathroom, well.
Okay.
Yeah, the bathroom's bad enough. Then put them in the bathtub.
Yeah.
Yeah, bathtub with bubbles.
With bubbles? Oh, jeez. I better let you off before you start asking for other things.
When I was a kid, I got to tell you a story when I was a kid. Take care. Yeah, thanks, Luke.
Thanks.
Not usually funny, but when you grow up and you think about it, it gets funny, you know? My mother and father... I don't know if they hated each other or what, but they used to fight every day. Every day.
Oh, man.
And over stupid things, too.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. One time they had a fight over because my mother, could have been my mother or my father. I don't even think they knew. My mother moved... she moved his coffee pot. See? What the hell did you, what'd you move my coffee pot for, friends? You get to call a friend.
I didn't move your coffee pot, you're no good.
I can't say everything on the air, you know.
You're no good, beep, beep.
You threw out my coffee grains. I wanted those grains.
Oh, my
They
goodness.
Were blended in. They were roasted. They were old. They're vintage.
Yeah, right.
Vintage grains, you stupid ass. Vintage coffee. Woo!
Oh, goodness.
And he got mad because he was reading the horse paper, see?
Oh, I see.
And he couldn't have his coffee with the paper. He told her, he says, go on, he says, you were no good. I can't say what they said. But he said, go on, he said, go by the stove and turn the stove on and take the gas pipe. Woo! I thought it was funny when I grew up and I remembered all this. It was so stupid, you know. They fought over a stupid thing. One time, one of them moved a spoon. Had a fight over that. Where's my spoon, you dirty no good? Woo! Oh, man. It was crazy. You know, when you're growing up, you're little, it bothers you. But then when you get older and you realize, what the hell, it's so stupid, you know. Anyway, that's how I learned how to laugh at everything. Had to laugh at it. Otherwise, you'd die. And we used to go out in the street and... that was our refuge, see, the street. Go out there and play and goof off, you know. All right, Inner Sight, thank you so much.
I'm here.
For listening. And we'll be with you Monday night for the Mad or Glad.
Definitely.
You know. no phone calls? We've got a quick answer to why.
No.
Anybody know if... a funny movie. No phone calls, right?
No,
right.
No phone calls.
Oh, we'll get it next time. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocate for the disabled. 631-224-3090. That's our Inner Sight phone number. Thank you for listening. Hope you had a little crazy fun.
Yes, we did.
It's all in fun. Now, don't take it seriously.
No, please don't.
No, it's all fun.
We had, you know, Louis, he was great. Still on listening to
Oh, Louis picked a good song for you.
Yes, he did for me.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yes,
all right, be with you Monday. Man of Glad, Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you very much for listening. And have fun out there.
Yep.
You got to have fun every day. I have fun every day.
Yes, I do.
Inner Sight, goodbye, world. Inner Sight, ah, goodbye, world.
Goodbye. Good night. Oh, he's watching. I wanted to see. I'm still listening to that.